People just assume I was consciously, I'm going to attack this man in a certain way, but I don't even really remember the incident.
I think there is a sense of normality in the uncomfortability. You just get used to stuff changing.
Clarko's at his best if we lose two or three on the trot. Not that I want to lose two or three games in a row too often.
Trying to put my hand up for every game. It's something that players are going to have to deal with. Not reading anything. I'm still hearing Christopher Tracker stuff. It's amazing, mainly from him.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all to the Sanctum today, and we head into the Sanctum of the Melbourne Football Club and touch base with their skipper, Max Gawn, who's a big part of the team, and they're alive. Max, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We are very well. How are you, more importantly? You had a really physical encounter on the weekend against the Giants. 5-point victory, Max, which was very, very important for your season. You are alive.
Yeah, it was a good win. Obviously, we were disappointed up in Cairns, and we had to respond, and we did, which was good. That was the end of four games in about 14 days, 15 days. So we got to the end of that, and now we've got a little seven-day break before we have to go out there and do it again.
Now, I must admit, I was covering that game, and I was paying particular attention to the way you play, just your system. And yet, last couple of weeks in Cairns, I know there's been some difficult conditions, but lucky to kick five goals for the match. Quarter time against the Giants, you'd already beaten that five goals.
Yeah, to be fair, Cazales does throw up different conditions, and we saw the Brisbane-Sydney game, apart from the last quarter, that was going down the same path as well. But yeah, we just sort of got back to the game plan that we've been playing majority of the year, and was able to attack from the half back line and go through the middle and use some quick footy and get it into to Bailey Fritz and Christian Petracca and Jaden Hunt one on one, which they're much better than when they get a 3v1 against Fremantle. It's quite hard for them to score. So we saw some good performances from Mitch Brown, who came back into the team as well, and Sammy Wiedemann. So hopefully we can back it up this week.
It did seem to be a much more fluid game, and the way you moved the ball. It wasn't stop-start. It was more aggressive, almost to the point where you were prepared to make mistakes but just try and keep the game flowing and open the ground up a bit. Is that a fair assessment of how it sort of unfolded in the lead-up?
Yeah, you have to be fearless in the way you play the game. And to be honest, against Fremantle and Sydney, both those Cairns games, we were very safe. We're quite boring to watch. So that sort of got told to the boys this week through a few different people. And people want to show their best strengths, and players want to show their best strengths. And when that got challenged last week, it was a no-brainer that we were going to go out there and play some pretty fearless football. So it was good that it could happen. But if you haven't tried it for a while, sometimes it can backfire and GWS can get on a roll as well. So it was good that we did it, but it was good that we did it properly as well.
So, Max, was that a change to play like that, or was it more the fact that that's what Simon had been asking you to do and you hadn't been able to do it?
It's not a change. It's a change if you looked at our three-week block. It's a change, but if you looked at our season, majority of the games we win, especially the Collingwood game, the Adelaide and North Melbourne last quarters, You see the boys play for a lot more freedom and their ability to move the ball quickly and take the game on and be fearless and daredevils, and it's a bit more prevalent. So something happens in our losses where the team shut that down extremely well. So we've got to work through sides that have really good defences, and we've got to be better at that. But that's our sort of our forecast now, is to play that football and play that football against Bombers.
Because I must confess, I was interested watching you on Saturday night, because it felt like when the ramifications were so high in those games against Sydney and Freo, where you're trying to lock in a spot, that you got a bit careful and a bit tense. Whereas in the biggest game of all so far, where it was win or bust, that you actually did take the game on. So I would imagine you get some confidence out of the fact that under that intense pressure, that you were able to execute a more offensive risk taking type of game plan.
Yeah, correct. You have to take it with a grain of salt, just the difference in the ground and conditions as well. But there certainly was a bit more of a defensive approach in those games, not because of the position we were on the ladder, but because we thought with those conditions and the wind that that was the way that was going to win us the game. It turns out it wasn't. And that is almost more hurting that we went against what we normally played to win a game and we didn't. But to play at a Gabba in almost perfect conditions, we were able to go back to our normal brand of football and it worked.
Can you tell me a bit more about Oscar Baker? He played his second game for the season on Saturday night and had kicked two really important goals, just by the way. 9 games last year. He looks like a guy who wants to be in the thick of everything. Is that sort of his personality? I'm just watching from afar.
Yeah, he's a good character, Oscar Baker. He loves footy. He actually he was a mature age draftee 2 years ago, and he was actually a hardcore Brisbane Lions fan. In fact, it's hardcore enough that he went to every single one of their training sessions and used to get signatures off the players and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to playing Brisbane at some point. But he is a Brisbane boy. He loves the Gabba. He's played at the Gabba a lot, and he showed us Saturday night how to kick goals from the Gabba as well. But with those outside wingmen that you get that are really quick, the hardest thing for them to adjust to is the contested ball. But I thought his contested ball was really good on the weekend. So he'll remain on the side again for this week and hopefully the weeks to come.
Yeah, no, I thought he was terrific. Certainly set the game up for you well with his attack on the footy. So very impressed by him. He just looks like a guy in hub life that's got a bit of energy about him as well. Is he a pest or is he all right?
He just loves footy. He's got a smile on his face when he's training. He's certainly not a pest. He looks like one with that moustache and the red mullet. But no, he's certainly not a pest. He's a great kid to have around, and he trains hard and he does it with a smile.
How do you pull up in games against Big Mummy? He was throwing his weight around a bit on Saturday night, and I'm sure you copped a fair few of those. Well, you copped one across the head, across the chops, in a marking contest. But how do you pull up after wrestling with him all night?
He's certainly a good player and has been for a while. I don't necessarily feel any different, and I understand the press that Mumford gets. And to be fair, a lot of the big tackles that he does are on the midfield compared to the ruckman.
Yeah,
but he's just like any other ruckman for mine. He's in some really good form. Funny, last year by his own admission, probably wasn't playing his best footy, but this year he's come back to a point where I can definitely see him going on again, and his set of bounce craft's gone up another notch. So I knew I was up against a ruckman that was in form, and it was a good little battle. He obviously threw his weight around, but there was no difference to any other ruckman that I'd play in terms of ruck contest and whatnot. I was a little bit off in the first half, and I've got a burst eardrum, and I've had it for a couple of weeks, and I come off in the second quarter, and I knew I was going to get a spray because I hadn't done a couple of things right, and they kicked a couple of goals off the back of a few efforts, and I got brought to the bench, and I put the phone to my bad ear, knowing the goodie was going to be spraying me. and I told him I couldn't hear him, and he said, and he knew I got a burst eardrum. He said, just put the phone on your other ear. So I put it on my other ear, and it was one of the almighty sprays in the second quarter. So I probably deserved it, and I got back to playing some good footy in the second half.
He did. Absolutely, he did. It was one of the reasons you're able to get over the line in the end. Can I go back to the start of the game, though, or the build-up to the game? What you mentioned before, it was win or bust. That was it. Saturday night was it. If you lost, it was over, which I don't think anyone at Melbourne would have wanted. So is that referenced in the build-up, in the pre-match, in the week prior to, the days prior to, from an emotional perspective? Is that Goody's thing to dig into that bag of tricks and the emotion tricks and see if he can get you to rally, or is it not really his makeup?
I think that could be this week, but last week it was more about responding. When you're off the back of two really disappointing efforts up there in Cairns, it's more about the response rather than what is actually happening. And when the result, if you're making finals or not, is not actually in your hand, it's hard to have that do or bust sort of feel. Yeah. So it was purely a response from the weekend. I haven't addressed this weekend yet, but I'm not sure how he's going to run with that. But it'll be more just trying to win two in a row and play our football two in a row. But it was really important for our club to respond on the weekend. Finals or no finals, it was important to respond.
So when we look at the equation, It'd be really handy for you if the Giants beat St Kilda and beat them really comfortably on Friday night. You play Saturday, and then the Bulldogs and Freo play on Sunday. So, in a hub life situation, will you all sit down and watch the Giants St Kilda game together, or do you try and block that out and just focus on the fact you're playing the next day? Take us through what you think this week might sort of how it might unfold.
It's an interesting one. It's one of those ones where you don't want to let everyone know that you're looking at other results, but everyone's in their bedroom watching it on TV, texting each other. I almost bought a Gold Coast membership last night, but unfortunately, they weren't able to get the chocolate. No, look, obviously, everyone wants to play finals, and we're pretty desperate to play finals, so we will be watching those games. I don't think we'll do it as a group. It won't matter if we don't beat Essendon, so we've got to make sure we go out there. And Essendon, we know their best is very, very good. So it's going to be a good game. They're only one win behind us on the ladder, so it's pretty much a relatively even game. So that's going to be the main for the fact that GWS and St Kilda beforehand. We might watch it, but it's more about beating Bombers, and then the rest will take care of itself.
Well, it's going to be a cracker.
Sorry, Harp. I was just going to say one more from me. It seems significant after the game. You know, Simon Goodwin on the bench. I've never seen him so excited after the win. Do you kind of feel that might just be the impetus for you to have a bit of a late season run if you get that opportunity?
I don't like going back to 2018, but I will hear. A very similar thing happened in 2018 where we lost to Sydney in round 21, and then finals were almost off the agenda for us, and because we were playing West Coast and GWS in the last two. So we went and won both of those games, and then we were able to have a little run within the finals as well. So momentum going into finals is massive, but you've got to get there first. So we understand we probably screwed it up in Cairns, and we're probably favourites not to play finals at the moment, but if we're able to get the chocolates against Bombers, which is, like I said, the main focus point for the week, hopefully things can go our way. And then, yeah, we have won two in a row. We have got a bit of momentum, and we can make a charge. But we've only won one so far, so we've got a long way to go still.
2:10 Saturday afternoon, the old Chestnut. So check your local guides. Essendon, Melbourne is going to be an interesting way to finish the home and away season for these two teams. Good luck, Maxie. We'll be watching with great interest. Go get them.
Thanks, Jen.